Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 382. What is thy birthright, man, child of the perfect one? What is thy father's plan for his beloved son? Hymn number 382. Scriptural this morning will be given by Tom from New York, from New Jersey.
Psalm 33. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him a new song, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father,
which art in heaven.
Our Father, Mother God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 51. Eternal mind the potter is, and thought the eternal clay. The hand that fashions is divine, his works pass not away. Man is the noblest work of God, his beauty, power, and grace immortal, perfect as his mind reflected face to face. Hymn number 51.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin each Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, which is a training session in Christian Science. And if you missed the one this morning, well, please check our website, plainfieldcs.com, to listen to a recording. Also, at Sunday mornings at 11, we have a Sunday school for children. And that Sunday school is broadcast via teleconference number that we provide so that any child anywhere can participate. So if you don't live in the area and you have a child who would like to attend the Sunday school, please call us. We'll give you the number and your child will be most welcome. Every Wednesday evening at 8:15, we have a testimony meeting where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives changed through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our services, we have a nursery for the very young. And you can find us not only here in Plainfield, but also on our website, plainfieldcs.com. We have a channel on YouTube, on SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can listen to all of our services, either on our website, on YouTube, or from your telephone via another teleconference number that we provide. Our website contains numerous articles that you will find very helpful and instructive. One of them I would like to point out is by Martha Wilcox, an article called Scientific Thinking. Think about what thinking is and whether it's really useful thinking. This is a great article and I recommend it highly. Everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. We will now have the reading of a testimony from the chapter entitled Fruitage in Science and Health, which attests to the healing power obtained just by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Dale from Virginia.
Page 634. Truth makes free. As the son of a physician, a graduate in pharmacy, and an ex-druggist, I had a perfect contempt for what I thought Christian Science to be. About 6.5 years ago, however, having exhausted all material means at my command, materia medica, electricity, gymnastics, cycling, and so on, and being in a hopeless state, the study of Christian Science was taken up. I had been a sufferer from catarrh and sore throat for over 30 years, and in the last 5 were added several others, including dyspepsia and bronchitis, and a loss in flesh of 60 pounds. I was completely healed and regained health, strength, and flesh through the spiritual understanding of Christian Science, the result of about 6-week study. This good and perfect gift came to me through the careful and prayerful study of Christian Science, as revealed to the world today through Science and Health. The promise of Christ Jesus, "The truth shall make you free," was fulfilled, and the past 6 years of health and harmony have been spent in striving to hold fast that which is good. While most grateful for the physical healing, my gratitude for the mental and spiritual regeneration is beyond expression. When I learned that Jesus' mission of healing sickness as well as sin did not end with his short stay upon earth, but is practical in all ages, my joy was unbounded. Having spent thousands in the old way, it seemed wonderful to be healed at such a small cost as the price of the little book and a few weeks' study. every thought of prejudice immediately vanished before the proof that Christian Science is indeed the elucidation and practical application of Jesus' teachings, which are demonstrable truth, the same yesterday and today and forever. CNC, Memphis, Tennessee.
The lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 20 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject, Man. The golden text is from Psalms. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. The responsive reading is from Psalms. It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect.
He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places.
Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip.
For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness.
For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall.
As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him.
Dede from Georgia will read from the Bible.
Philippians. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Jeremiah. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build, and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Thou therefore gird up thy loins, and arise, and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. For behold, I have made thee this day a defenced city, and an iron pillar, and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, and against the princes thereof.
against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. Joel. Proclaim ye among the Gentiles, ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords, and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Luke. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And in the synagogue there was a man, which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him, and hurt him not. And they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this! For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out. And the fame of him went out into every place of the country round about. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, Thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew he was Christ. Matthew. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. John. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. But what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. 2 Corinthians. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasures in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Jeremiah. Thus saith the Lord, Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord.
Lil from New Jersey will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Question: What is man? Answer: Man is not matter. He is not made up of brain, blood, bones, and other material elements. The scriptures inform us that man is made in the image and likeness of God. Matter is not that likeness. The likeness of spirit cannot be so unlike spirit. Man is spiritual and perfect. And because he is spiritual and perfect, he must be so understood in Christian Science. Man is idea, the image of love. He is not physique. He is the compound idea of God, including all right ideas. The generic term for all that reflects God's image and likeness. The conscious identity of being as found in science, in which man is the reflection of God or mind, and therefore is eternal. That which has no separate mind from God. That which has not a single quality underived from deity. That which possesses no life, intelligence, nor creative power of his own, but reflects spiritually all that belongs to his Maker. Your mirrored reflection is your own image or likeness. If you lift a weight, your reflection does this also. If you speak, the lips of this likeness move in accord with yours. Now compare man before the mirror to his divine principle, God. Call the mirror divine science, and call man the reflection. Then note how true, according to Christian Science, is the reflection to its original. As the reflection of yourself appears in the mirror, so you, being spiritual, are the reflection of God. Mortality will cease when man beholds himself God's reflection, even as man sees his reflection in a glass. All science is divine. Human thought never projected the least portion of true being. Human belief has sought and interpreted in its own way the echo of spirit, and so seems to have reversed it and repeated it materially. But the human mind never produced a real tone, nor sent forth a positive sound. No wisdom is wise but his wisdom. No truth is true. No love is lovely. No life is life but the divine. No good is but the good God bestows. Jesus taught the way of life by demonstration that we may understand how this divine principle heals the sick, casts out error, and triumphs over death. He claimed no intelligence, action, nor life separate from God. On this spiritually scientific basis, Jesus explained his cures, which appeared miraculous to outsiders. He showed that diseases were cast out neither by corporeality, by materia medica, nor by hygiene, but by the divine spirit, casting out the errors of mortal mind. There is but one I or us, but one divine principle or mind governing all existence. All the objects of God's creation reflect one mind, and whatever reflects not this one mind is false and erroneous. Even the belief that life, substance, and intelligence are both mental and material. You say that indigestion, fatigue, sleeplessness cause distressed stomachs and aching heads. Then you consult your brain in order to remember what has hurt you, when your remedy lies in forgetting the whole thing. For matter has no sensation of its own, and the human mind is all that can produce pain. As a man thinketh, so is he. Mind is all that feels, acts, or impedes action. Ignorant of this, or shrinking from its implied responsibility, the healing effort is made on the wrong side, and thus the conscious control over the body is lost. That scientific methods are superior to others is seen by their effects. When you have once conquered a diseased condition of the body through mind, that condition never recurs, and you have won a point in science. When mentality gives rest to the body, the next toil will fatigue you less, for you are working out the problem of being in divine metaphysics. And in proportion as you understand the control which mind has over so-called matter, you will be able to demonstrate this control. The scientific and permanent remedy for fatigue is to learn the power of mind over the body or any illusion of physical weariness, and so destroy this illusion. For matter cannot be weary and heavy laden. You say, toil fatigues me. But what is this me? Is it muscle or mind? Which is tired and so speaks? Without mind, could the muscles be tired? Do the muscles talk, or do you talk for them? Matter is non-intelligent. Mortal mind does the false talking, and that which affirms weariness made what weariness? You do not say a wheel is fatigued, and yet the body is as material as the wheel. If it were not for what the human mind says of the body, like the inanimate wheel, would never be weary. The consciousness of truth rests us more than hours of repose in consciousness. No more can we say in science that muscles give strength, that nerves give pain or pleasure, or that matter governs, and then expect that the result will be harmony. Not muscles, nerves, nor bones, but mortal mind makes the whole body sick and the whole heart faint, whereas divine mind heals. When this is understood, we shall never affirm concerning the body what we do not wish to have manifested. We shall not call the body weak if we would have it strong. For the belief in feebleness must obtain in human mind before it can be made manifest on the body. And the destruction of the belief will be the removal of its effects. Science includes no rule of discord, but governs harmoniously. Through discernment of the spiritual opposite of materiality, even the way through Christ's truth, man will reopen with the key of divine science the gates of paradise which human beliefs have closed, and will find himself unfallen, upright, pure, and free, not needing to consult almanacs for the probabilities either of his life or of the weather, not needing to study brainology to learn how much of a man he is. Man is, and forever has been, God's reflection.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 160. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. It matters not what be thy lot, so love doth guide. For storm or shine, pure peace is thine, whate'er betide. And of these stones or tyrants' thrones, God able is to raise up seed in thought and deed to faithful his. Hymn number 160.
Crowds have lined the narrow street to see this man from Galilee. Just a carpenter, some say, leading fools astray. Yet many kneel to give him praise. Glimpse the power that sees the hearts of all men, and he can know his Father's mind. He speaks his Father's words, for he comes in the name of the Lord.
Oh.
We could end on that, but we're going to go ahead and sing hymn number 85. God of truth, eternal good, lift our hearts to revelation, that thou mayest be understood, thou, the rock of our salvation. All thy love we have for loving, all thy truth is ours for proving. Hymn number 85.
I will read from Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the Scientific Statement of Being, and correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth, matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal, matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not.
Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purify himself, even as he is pure. Finally, brethren, be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. Amen.